Steve.
Danny Medeiros has got $650,000 spare dollars to spend.
He does now that
he's my new best mate.
Set Dada to Mitchell Pearce, head of footy at the Knights. Danny, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Very well. Was that tough getting, well, saying goodbye, letting Mitchell go, Danny?
Yeah, it has been. It hasn't. Late October, we got a question from Mitchell about maybe he could have a release, and it's pretty late in the season, but I haven't seen Mitchell yet. I'm looking forward to seeing him at the end of the week. Been a lot of communication with Mitchell and his management team, but no, the decision's been made. The process has been fully run now, and Mitchell can look forward to heading over to the Catalan Dragons, which will be best thing for him, and you know, we're going to look for a new halfback. And we've got some talent here in the club, but at the same time, we're on the lookout for a replacement.
Danny's... Look, I know it's a professional sport now. It doesn't matter who plays for who because you always go out and give 100%. But I'm just not a fan of, you know, it, to me, if someone wants a release, it's like, right, ta-da, because, you know, then obviously your heart's not right in the club. But are we in a different world now where it's just so professional that that doesn't matter?
Yes and no, but I guess with Mitchell's situation, you know, Mitchell's come to the Knights at a really tough time in the club's history. He's played over 300 games. He's got an opportunity to go over there for a fresh start, a new chapter. And every decision has its reasons why and they go and why they don't go. But this is the right one, I think, for Mitchell. He's an ornament to the game. And he's had an amazing career. And I think for him to finish off the way he wants to over there and away from the spotlight, it's going to be a good way to finish.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very generous that you eventually arrived at that decision because, you know, the stats were he did well when he played for us. We usually did have a win.
Yep.
It was good stuff.
He makes our team better.
Yeah.
No doubt he makes our team better. And you saw at the end of this year that, you know, we had 6 wins in a row and on the back of some really good things from Mitchell. But
definitely,
we've got to move forward. It's one of those things now. We've got to move forward and we've got a responsibility to the talent that's under our roof here to develop those guys to hopefully be the best players they can be.
Now, we know Joey's been vocal, and great to have Joey back, of course, for you boys and the side, but Joey's been vocal about Luke Brooks, not necessarily coming to the Knights, but certainly thinking he could put Luke Brooks from West in a much better playing position. Is that name getting thrown around with you guys?
Well, look, Luke is a great player for someone that, you know, I think he would fit into any sort of structure at any club. But the reality is he's contracted to the West Tigers for another 2 years. So I haven't got an immediate answer. And there'll be a lot of interest around who's going to replace Mitchell, but there's no answer on that.
Right.
We'll go through the process. But we've got, you know, Adam Clunes come to the club. We've got Phoenix Crosland. Jake Clifford, they're the guys at the moment that's on my radar to get the best out of those with Andrew Johns and the coaching staff.
I did happen to see the photo Kurt Gidley posted this morning of all you guys on the beach.
Like, how the hell did you get Joey up that early?
I know.
I've got the every Monday I've got the responsibility. I'll talk about other responsibilities, but the responsibility to have Andrew under my roof as well at home. So he'll stay at my house and we get to go and train in the morning. Our little wolf pack headed up by Kurt and the great Paul Harrigan. So Joey loved it this morning. He was down at Merriweather Beach and everything felt familiar and the same again.
Hey, it's a great photo. That one this morning and again one yesterday of seeing you boys. And there is something really heartfelt about watching old Knights, and I don't mean that as an age, but just, you know, legends of the game getting in there and getting involved. It's nice to see Joey back. I'm sure you boys are thrilled.
Oh, I just couldn't believe yesterday. So we had all our probably 25, 30 academy kids who were contracted. And I looked around the field. You had Andrew Johns coaching the halves. You had Marco Mealy, Steve Simpson coaching the forwards. We had Kurt Gilley doing the outside backs. Like, it was just functioning so good and so good to see the players want to give back to the club.
Isn't that great?
It's awesome. It's amazing.
Sounds great.
I think we've got the best old boys in the game.
Oh, yes,
we
sure
really do.
Yeah, no, it has. And we're really proud of our old boys and looking forward to seeing these kids develop under the guidance of those guys.
Hey, what about off the paddock? There's some huge staff signings. So Frankie Barrett tells us. Who is he talking about?
Himself.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. I'm totally with you, Danny. He said big staff signing. I'll announce it tomorrow. I'm reckon he's just going to ring. It's me.
No, he's been awesome, Frank. But yeah, we have it. You know, we're changing a few things and in the performance space, Hayden Knowles has brought in a team that Hayden's the trainer of Penrith Panthers.
Yep.
He's been in the game for 30 years. So there's a lot more experience in and around Adam O'Brien. He's into his third year of full-time head coaching. So it's just put as much support around all staff in all areas, and I feel like we're doing that. And the Centre of Excellence, we're probably in there probably in end of December, and definitely full time. Yeah, it's an amazing facility which these guys get to have, and especially our NRLW girls are looking forward to seeing those guys under our roof and performing next year as well.
There's so much excitement around. Despite the Mitchell goodbye, there is so much excitement and so much to look forward to.
I find it really weird to see a photo of all those boys and it's morning, not night.
I know.
And they're all working out in the second photo too.
Yeah, I know.
All that lifestyle these days.
Yeah.
And cups of tea.
I'm looking forward to having Dan Gagai back. I love Gags. I've played a lot of footy with him, but I just can see that what effect he's going to have with our young outside backs. Mm. Gags is going to be great. And Adam Cleland's he's been winning all the fitness trials at the moment.
Well, that's the one thing you lose without question with Mitchell. You lose experience. Yeah. So bringing him in, you only got a good cool head on your shoulders, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be on a lookout for how we're going to fill that roster spot. Yeah. And so that's the next couple of weeks' work.
All right. Now, with just quickly, that Adam Clune you said is winning the fitness trials. Is there a prize for that? Like, what are the boys vying for when they?
Bragging?
Respect.
I think respect. Yeah. If you're coming to a new club and you're winning the fitness trials, he's straight away going, someone I can trust and play with. So he's done a great job.
Isn't one of the added bonuses, though, whoever wins doesn't have to talk to Frankie for at least a month?
Frankie's got a good spot in my office here. So we talk through a lot of problems over the day. So probably there's another one when I get off this phone call.
Okay. Good to catch up, Denny. Thanks so much. Take care.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Danny Badira's head of footy.
It is nice to see that photo, isn't it?
That's a cracking photo.
It's beautiful.
Kurt's been around a while, but to see that Steve Simpson in there and
Billy
Joey.
Pete.
Billy Pete in there.
Pete.
Love
yes.
Billy.
Same.
Hopefully they can bring to the side sometimes what we presume is missing in the younger fellas these days.
Yeah. Do you know what I did notice? Yes. Apart from how amazing they were all looking and they're great mates, everybody's got an Instagram account, bar...
Chief.
He's hashtag
too.
Chief.
Yeah. I noticed that.
When's he going to be dragged into the 21st century, Paul?
No, he's getting the lovely wife to look after that gear tenure.